This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
As journalists, our job is to listen and report. Through interviews and research, we learn about policy, cultural events, and what's going on in our city. KUT's Claire McInerney, who covers education, often reports on learning in Austin's schools. Recently, she met a kid who wants to be a reporter, so she switched gears and did some teaching, and the two reported a story together.
I met Truman Hamade the way most great collaborators do, through his publicist. I got a press release a few months ago about a local kid reporter. He was working for Scholastic, that's the book publisher that also sends out a newspaper to classrooms around the country with stories written by kids. Truman is one of the 44 kids covering stories for them.
And I was also the only one from Texas.
Right, that's so special.
And since I'm kind of in the Austin area, I have like a good outreach of a lot of news stories, especially in Texas.
Immediately after Scholastic chose him to cover Texas, the biggest news story of 2017 broke, Hurricane Harvey.
So I am in Yoakum, Texas, which is about 30 miles north of Victoria, kind of at the edge of where the hurricane is going to hit.
Truman and I both covered it for our outlets. I was on the coast interviewing evacuees. He was here in Austin, focusing on relief efforts. His story centered on an Austin-based disaster relief group.
I also got to meet, like, there's some kids volunteering there, too, and there's even, like, a 10-year-old that I could kind of relate to, too.
We had so much in common already, so I invited him to KUT, and we chatted in a studio.
All right, let's try this now. Will you talk into that for me?
Hello.
All right, good. It's picking you up.
Since I cover schools, I figured working with Truman would be a great opportunity to do some reporting from a kid's perspective. We brainstormed some ideas, and I asked him questions I thought might lead to good tape for my story. Truman, the budding reporter, made sure to use the time to his advantage as well.
Well, cool. Do you think there's anything else we need to talk about before we start reporting?
Well, I was wondering, do you have any tips for me for being a journalist and reporter?
How did you enjoy doing interviews? Did you have any questions on that?
Well, I'm just wondering about, like, I've worked a lot more on eye contact and, like, not stammering, because, like, now I can talk to people.
All right, so he's got his body posture down when doing interviews. Another thing he's struggling with?
I wasn't too good with deadlines.
I feel you, Truman. If you're hearing this story during Morning Edition, I finished it late last night. But being a reporter has more complex requirements. You need a strong sense of curiosity. Truman picked up on that pretty quickly.
How did you find your love for, like, writing stories and interviewing people who are making changes in the community?
My love mainly came from just getting to talk to people different from me and different from the experience of my family and my friends. What about you? What drew you to want to apply for this Scholastic thing?
I think it would be great to just meet those people and interview them and write stories about people who are making a change in the community or just doing something exciting. And I think it would be great to just make news by kids for kids.
Just in case you're not impressed enough by Truman, he very casually mentioned a high-profile interview he landed for Scholastic.
Dan Rather, I get to interview him. And
wait, really?
Yeah, Dan Rather.
Wait, when and where? Why?
Well, he accepted the interview request. I don't know when I'm going to interview him, but I'm pretty excited.
I figured the best way to keep my job now that Truman is on the scene was to join forces. For his first radio story, we wanted to focus on a topic we were both interested in. I was already working on a story about when kids should get cell phones. I figured it'd be great to have a kid's perspective on it. We decided to start our reporting in Truman's fifth grade class at Redeemer Lutheran School in North Austin. I brought him a radio kit identical to mine.
Do you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes, I can.
I gave him a crash course in proper microphone technique, making sure to get people on mic.
So when you have your shotgun mic, you want to put it, like if it was at in front of someone's mouth, you move it to the angle a little bit.
Yeah. So they're not like yelling to me.
Then Truman led the interviews with his classmates about what electronic devices they have.
Could you please tell me your name and spell it for me?
Abigail. A-B-I-G-A-I-O.
What kind of electronics do you have?
I have a Kindle Fire, and we have an older iPad that was supposed to be used for learning, but it turned into like a game iPad.
We also asked about the restrictions they have around those devices. Here's his classmate, Jayden.
What rules do you have for those electronics?
My parents restrict some stuff in the internet that's inappropriate, and no iPad really late or electronics really late.
With cell phones, iPads, and laptops in most of their homes, I ask clarifying questions. I was quickly outed as old and out of touch.
Will someone give me an example if you wanted to have a friend over to play? play or have a sleepover, how would you call them?
Sometimes I would text them, and then they would ask their moms, and I would ask my mom.
We wrapped up the interviews, and before he had to go to music class, Truman and I did a quick debrief about his experience.
What were your thoughts on today and like doing your first interviews for radio? Because I know you've done some print stuff.
Kind of nervous, but like excited at the same time, because like I've listened to KUT a lot, and then like you're actually doing an interview with them. Like 1 minute you're listening, and then the next you're actually doing the stuff.
I don't think this will be the last we hear from Truman. His reporter instincts are good, and he's not afraid to go for the big story.
Well, you're killing it so far. You're putting yourself out there, meeting lots of people, putting interview requests in for Dan Rather. That's awesome.
I did put one in for Hillary Clinton. She wrote a book about why she lost the election.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about asking her a question, like, do you think like politics is fair to women and everything? Just kind of like unbiased questions that I could report about.
Teaching him about reporting definitely reignited my passion for journalism. And Truman, if you need a producer for that Dan Rather interview, you have my email. Claire McInerney, KUT News.
Because they think that it's treason. So you had better.